What are your thoughts about combining bevacizumab with other chemotherapeutic agents, particularly other taxanes such as docetaxel and even nab-paclitaxel?
I think you'll see a number of phase 2 trials come out in the next several months, next year to 2 years, looking at the safety of bevacizumab in carboplatin plus taxotere, in cisplatin plus taxotere, carboplatin plus gem, carboplatin plus Alimta, cisplatin plus gem, cisplatin plus Alimta. And I think the nab-paclitaxel as well would be another area that certainly would be worth looking at. My feeling is those drug combinations won't be obligated to do large randomized phase 3 trials to prove that there's an efficacy benefit, but they will be required to show safety. And so 50 to 100 patient phase 2s will probably be adequate to show safety. Now, you might say, why bother doing these safety trials? And I think you need to do them because one of the things we saw in 4599 was that the incidence of neutropenia was higher in the group that got carboplatin and Avastin. Both the febrile neutropenia rate and the absolute neutropenia rate was higher with the combination. Now, Taxol is probably the least myelosuppressive of the trio of Taxol, Taxotere, and Gemcitabine. I think with Taxotere, you worry a little bit about white cells, and with Gemcitabine, you worry a little bit about platelets. So I really want to see safety data for all three of those combinations, and I'm sure it will be safe. I just want to see the data, and then I'll feel comfortable treating patients with that. But as I mentioned, I want to see the safety data first.
Do you think those data in terms of paclitaxel neutropenia are real or more likely statistical artifacts?
I think it's definitely real. I think that if you believe that bevacizumab works by enhancing the delivery of chemotherapy to tumors by opening endothelial sinuses or allowing the vascular integrity to be impaired, I think it's certainly mechanistically possible. I think that same kind of phenomena could be occurring in the bone marrow. There's others who have implied that perhaps bevacizumab is working through pathways that enhance chemotherapy toxicity. Either way, I think there's reason to believe it's real. So I don't want you to think it's unacceptable. I think that the febrile neutropenia rate, even with bevacizumab, was still less than 5%. So I think we all believe it's certainly acceptable toxicity, but you know, if the febrile neutropenia rate with carboplatin Taxol is 4%, let's make sure with carboplatin Taxotere it's not 15%. I think those are important things to find out.
You mentioned some of the mechanisms of bevacizumab that have been discussed and presented. What's your take right now on sort of what's going on?
I keep an open mind. I think that at this point, it's very early in the process. I think this is clearly an agent that does disrupt vascular integrity. If I had to guess, I would argue that's probably what we're seeing. I think the fact that we're seeing such a broad and reproducible benefit of this drug with chemotherapy would argue that one of its most important activities is enhancing the activity of chemotherapy as opposed to its direct anti-angiogenic activity on tumors. But I keep an open mind, and I think that both of those competing theories have great advocates who will hopefully help to clarify the issue.